streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Tuesday, and our headline is one you've heard several times. UConn national champs in basketball. This time in men's, often in men's and women's. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Nick Wright, 1 hour from now. J-Mac, having lived around the program for years and for a decade, all my friends in that area being diehard UConn fans, you have that proximity to a program, just like living in L.A. And we know a lot of people that work for, you know, the Lakers or the Rams or the Chargers. I've got to be honest, we're not supposed to root in this business, but I like watching UConn crush. I like watching UConn basketball. My wife asked me, she said, was the game any good last night? I said, it was fantastic.
Yeah. Made money on UConn. Easy winner.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Nothing against Purdue, but they didn't stand a chance. Nobody the last 2 years seemingly does. In the American basketball culture, which is absolutely, unequivocally, inarguably fallen behind Europe's, which often in America celebrates the wrong thing, that coddles more than develops, it's very, very difficult to stay focused and fight through that American basketball culture. And UConn does better than everybody. They keep basketball the main thing. They grind their players, hold them accountable, yet the players love it. The players lean into it. Because great players in great programs want to be coached hard. UConn stands alone at the top of college basketball's mountain. Six titles, 25 years. Everything in their program is done right. They use the NIL and the transfer portal, but they don't rely on it. Their coaching's probably the best in the country. They play tough physical basketball, old Big East style. They can have old school centers and new school guards and wings. Everything they do is the way college basketball, and I think America really likes it. Some old school and some three-pointers. It is a complete relentless program. And Dan Hurley, the coach, is the perfect guy. Authentic, just snarky East Coast enough, fits the program and the culture, absolutely committed. In a world of TikTok, in a world of a lot of sizzle over substance, in a world of headlines over actually reading the article, UConn is the movie Oppenheimer, a historic 3-hour movie about the atom bomb, and it swept through the awards. Barbie was cute, fun, people dressed up, silly. No big splashy adventure movie. No big movie star, former wrestler, nothing against Rock. But the reality is, UConn basketball is a serious program that attracts serious people to its program. And Dan Hurley's perfect for that. He's not worried about how he looks, got his hoodie in his office. The first big shot of the second half. UConn never loses when they lead at half, ever. They were 47-0 going into last night's game. When they led 36-30 at half, Newton comes down, hits a three, and I'm thinking 39-30, it's over. We're just playing out the string here. It's over. The game's officially over. And that's the way it is against UConn most of the last 2 years. Maybe this program, maybe it wouldn't work out west. We have our good weather and options. Maybe it wouldn't work in the South or the Midwest, but it works in the East. It works in Connecticut. It works in stores. I mean, outside of Zach Edey, no other player had, 5 points, was your next big score for Purdue, I believe. And I don't blame them. Zach Edey's great. He's fantastic. I'll get to him in a second. But what you're watching is a combination of old school basketball, old school coaching, but new school smart. Using the portal, using NIL. A lot of transfers here, but not depending on it. I think it's a joy to watch. Maybe it's because I lived there for 10 years, but I know how much it means to the area. And it's just a relentless program that squeezes every ounce of talent out of every coach, out of every player, out of every transfer. Serious people like serious companies and programs. And that's what UConn's all about. And Dan Hurley saying, we are different after.
I just think it's the best two-year run, I think, in a very, very long time, just because of everything we lost from last year's team. To lose that much and again, to do what we did again, it's got to be as impressive a two-year run as a program's had since prior to whoever did it before Duke. To me, it is more impressive than what Florida and Duke did. Because they brought back their entire teams.
Now to Zach Edey, Purdue's dominant 7'4" center who had another dominating night. And I was thinking about what Dan Hurley said on our show about a week ago. If Zach Edey doesn't work in the NBA, maybe that's why the NBA has lost half its audience since Michael Jordan retired. Every team in the NBA uses the same analytics, the same data. They play the exact same way. Aesthetically, kind of boring. Dunks and threes, that's it. The American audience told you, men's and women's college basketball, we like some old school stuff. Caitlin Clark, does she feel like Hoosiers, the underdog? Zach Edey feels like, old school centers. Everybody in the NBA plays the same way. And then Minnesota, the Timberwolves said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to get 2 7-footers. And the T-Wolves are the number one seed in the West. They broke through. By the way, Spurs did this once. David Robinson, Tim Duncan. Houston did this. Akeem and Ralph Sampson. Minnesota said, no, we're not just going to do the small ball thing. We're going to go the opposite. We're going to get Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, let me ask you this. Zach Edey got 2 UConn bigs in foul trouble all night. Scored 37 points against the guy that's going to go in the NBA draft. Is every big in the NBA scoring 37 last night? Zubats, who averages 12 a game for the Clippers, old school center. You think he's scoring 37 last night and getting both of UConn bigs in foul trouble? I mean, I don't know. I watched that game. Nobody's blocking that shot. 7'4", 300 pounds, and the dude is ripped. He played more minutes than anybody in the tournament. That's not... that there are abs. He's a 7'4" guy, 300 pounds with abs. He is ripped. He's not going anywhere. Well, he can't defend the wing. Is Anthony Davis a great wing defender? Are all these bigs in the NBA outside of Wemby great wing defenders? I don't know. But in the NBA, and I've heard people in the league complain about this, every team uses the same data and the same analytics, and it's like Denver's better than everybody, and before that, Golden State was better than everybody. Minnesota said, we're going to try something new. We're going to go with bigs. One guy doesn't even score much, Rudy Gobert. The other guy's a little flaky, Karl Anthony Towns. They're the number one seed in the West, and that's with Karl Anthony Towns hurt, hopefully coming back. So I don't know. I look at Zach Edey, driven, tough, smart, finishes, block shots. I mean, it's like Caitlin Clark. Don't judge Caitlin Clark and Zach Edey on the final college basketball game they play and they lost. They're just different. They look different. And again, Zach Edey last year, I remember when Tim Tebow was in college, and I watched them as an underclassman, and then I watched them his final year, and it was the same guy. It was the same game. Slow delivery, didn't have a great arm, rah-rah optimism. It was the same guy. Zach Edey's not the same player he was a year ago. He's not. He's a better finisher. He's in better shape. He's more relentless. I mean, how many players have won multiple Naismiths? Bill Walton, Ralph Sampson, Zach Edey. It says something, doesn't it? Here he was after the loss.
You can say whatever you want about me. You can say however I play. You can say whatever. But you can never say that I didn't give it my 100% every single time I stepped on the floor, every single time I went in practice. And that's what I always hang my hat on. I came in that I never didn't give it 100%.
Dan Hurley's game plan was, yeah, we're not going to be able to stop him. And they've got an NBA center. Mark Few came on this show and said, I've been doing this 25 years. I've never faced anybody like that. We can't stop him. Really? I mean, when Dan Hurley acknowledges, stop the other guys. We've got an NBA center. Just stop the other guys. He's going to get his 40. I don't know. Hurley said it a week ago. If he doesn't make the NBA, this is supposed to be the weakest draft ever. Like the Anthony Bennett draft. And you're telling me he can't be a top 15 pick? I don't get it. Like, if the audience is telling you, we like basketball, we just don't want everything to be a three or a dunk. Michael Jordan was a mid-range player. Magic Johnson wasn't a great shooter. LeBron's hot and cold. Yes, Steph Curry is. But I don't know, when I watch Zach Edey at 7'4 against NBA guys, getting them all in foul trouble and dropping 37, and Mark Few's like, yeah, there's just really no way to defend him, I can't believe there's not a spot in pro basketball for him. Somewhere. There are old school centers playing right now in the NBA, averaging double figures. He can't be one of them. J-Mac, you're rolling your eyes at Zach Edey, the optimism.
Coward. Oh, my. This might be a top five hottest take since I joined the show like 2 years ago or whatever it is.
You don't think he's a top 15 pick?
Okay, hold on.
Bronny James.
We need an hour on this.
Bronny James averages 4 a game. He's going to get drafted. This guy drops 35 against NBA bigs, and he's not draftable.
Bronny's going in the second round, though. We determined that, right?
But, I mean, this is the weakest draft, they're saying. There's not an American player in the top four. He can't go 15.
I don't think he's going to go 15. He's a very good college player. Do you know how many assists he had last night?
Not his.
Zero. Yeah. None. Yeah. None.
I don't rely on my center to get all my assists.
But that's why Jokic is so special.
Yeah, but Jokic is the world's best player. Okay. I'm not asking Zach Edey to be the world's best player. I'm saying in the weakest draft maybe ever, and that's what people are saying, this rivals the Anthony Bennett draft where the best player was Giannis and he went like 15.
That's fair. Okay.
Okay. Rudy Gobert was the second best player in that draft. He went at the end of the first, I believe. This is a terrible draft. That got the most dominant. Tim Tebow went in the first round and won a playoff game. He's not even close to this dominant.
I looked at all those buckets he had last night. A lot of two-pointers, did really, really well. Mm. And they still got smoked. Because three is more than two. And that's why the NBA...
Well, they got smoked because UConn is easily... UConn's smoking everybody.
Also true.
I mean, they're blowing... Their average win over the last 2 years is what? 20 what? Two?
They're dominant, but... I mean, three being more than two, like what Edey did last night was great. But I wonder if that's a blueprint, Colin, for the Lakers when they play Jokic. Hey, Jokic, you can have 50 points. I'm not giving anything to Murray.
I'm not saying build my entire franchise around Zach Edey. I'm saying when I face Jokic and I'm the Warriors and just don't match up, I'd like a 7'4" big who can at least defend. When I face Gobert and Towns or Davis and I'm the Warriors and I don't match up with Denver, Minnesota, or the Lakers at all, I contend if the Lakers played Golden State, it's a nightmare matchup. The T-Wolves will privately tell you they do not want to face the Lakers.
No.
So the Warriors don't match up with the Celtics. They don't match up with the Lakers, Denver, Minnesota. You don't think a 7'4 guy who can give you 12 to 13 a game and block shots has value?
I would take an upside guy in the top 15, and I would take Edey, early second round. I think he's got great value, like Zubats, who you referenced. Zubats went 32nd overall. First 2 years, he was like in the G League. And then all of a sudden, he starts to grow and develop and pop, and now he might guard Jokic in the playoffs. But that's in like year 6-7. You can't draft Edey top 15, Colin. I like him a lot. Now, Klingon's interesting. I thought he defended Edey pretty well.
You mean the guy that was in foul trouble the entire night that couldn't really score?
Yeah.
So you like the guy that couldn't score from Bristol, Connecticut, that was in foul trouble over the guy that dominated the tournament?
I bet the Klingon under 13.5 points easily cashed.
Yeah, so did I. And I knew he was going to get shut down.
You don't like Klingon that much?
I think he's fine. Yeah. I don't think he's historically great. I would take Zach Edey in the NBA over Klingon.
Over Klingon, huh?
Yeah, he was clinging to Zach Edey's shoulder as he fouled him time and time again. That's what he was clinging to. I don't know. Like, sometimes my eyes don't lie.
You remember Clint Capella, rim-running, dunking machine, Rockets, Hawks? Like, Klingon is him on steroids. Like, Klingon is 7'2", super active.
I like Klingon. Nice player. I like UConn, period. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Zach Edey today, and I watched him last year, and new information, new opinion. Yeah.
But
last year, I did not think he looked like this. I thought he was good. He was a good player. He looks stronger. He's more forceful. He's more intimidating.
Didn't you think this was like a half-court game last night? NBA is longer, 48 minutes versus 40.
Yeah, but watch,
way more possessions.
Watch the playoffs in the NBA. It gets very half-court. All these 131, 128s, they all evaporate in the playoffs.
And you know who's been played off the court in the playoffs? Rudy Gobert. They got to put him on the bench because he can't defend the pick and roll. And he, offensively, he's kind of a liability. So that's interesting. You put on your GM hat and you want to take Zach Edey top 15.
In the weakest draft maybe ever, I can take him in the top 15.
Okay. That's
especially
not bad.
If I'm a team that has to face a Porzingis or a Giannis or an Embiid or a Jokic. And I got a bunch of wings who can't defend them. Give me a big.
Okay.
I know, I'll tell you this. Aesthetically, I like watching the college game. I liked watching the women and the men college over the NBA sometimes.
Can we wait
I get a lot of different looks offensively.
Let's wait for the playoffs, and then you'll
enjoy. We both love the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
I love the NBA playoffs. I'm not banging on the NBA. I'm an NBA package guy. I watch the games. I'm into it. Tonight, Warriors-Lakers. I'm glued into that game.
By the way, Suns Paperclips tonight is a really good game. I think Celtics-Bucks. Tonight's a great night for the NBA.
Great night. And Zach Edey on those great nights will be part of those teams in 1 year.
By the way, my buddy may have an extra ticket to Lakers-Warriors if you're interested.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I'd be interested in that tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go tonight.
I got the okay from the wife, so I'm good to go.
Okay, I'll go tonight.
Really?
Is it a good seat?
It's a good seat. Not a great seat, but it's a good seat.
Well, what does that mean?
We'll talk about it during the break. It's a good seat.
I don't do loge seating.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Yeah, we were talking about Zach Edey during the break. So he had 37 points. One other guy for Purdue had like 12. And then nobody else really scored. And so think about Brook Lopez for Milwaukee, who's a very, very good player. Good BB plus player. When Brook Lopez came into the NBA, you know, you kind of thought of him as a big guy, kind of a plotter. He didn't shoot from the perimeter at all. And now he's a regular three-point shooter. Go look at his first 5 years in the league. Go look at the stats. Google it. And Brook Lopez wasn't a guy shooting or making threes. Now he is a guy. So, like, Zach Edey's probably never going to be. And for the record, Anthony Davis, everybody tried to push him outside to shoot threes. He was lousy at it. And Anthony Davis is one of the best players in the NBA. He's a big that can't shoot threes. He's a big that's closer to the basket. Right? Like, you start looking around the NBA and you tell me Zach Edey can't play. I don't need three-pointers from him. Giannis doesn't make a lot of threes. Anthony Davis wasn't good at it. If you can defend at 7'4", defend the rim, you know, and out west, if you've got to win the West, you got to get past Jokic. You need some size. I mean, Golden State just doesn't match up at all. The reason the Lakers could beat Denver and can compete with them is basically Anthony Davis, Jared Vanderbilt, Rui. They're big. They're long. I mean, sometimes size is a skill. There is some value. The average NBA guy is like 6'7.5" and long. Size matters. It's a trait. You know, it's like in the NBA, NFL. If you walk around Tom Brady, he'll be at Fox. Tom Brady's 6'5". You know, Kyler Murray's not. You know, the quarterbacks that get sacked a lot. Tua, Russell Wilson, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield. If you go look at stats, a lot of it was they struggled to see over the line. There is an advantage to being big and tall and seeing over the line. Size matters, especially in the NBA. So the Dan Hurley stuff, people are talking about him taking the Kentucky job. He's not a good fit. And sometimes there are coaches that just fit certain situations. For a long time, the late Bob Knight was considered college basketball's best coach. He fit Bloomington, Indiana. He was a guy that had to have complete control, very insecure, had to have power over everybody. You can do that in little old Bloomington, Indiana, middle of nowhere. You can't do that at UCLA. You can't do that in a big basketball program in a big city. He was perfect for Bloomington, Indiana. Pete Carroll at USC. The optimism, the energy. He leaned into the celebrities. Most college football coaches are closing everything off and very provincial and protective. And Pete was open arms and everybody in. Big energy, big macro view of football. Mack Brown at Texas was a great fit. He could talk to the good old boys or, you know, the big-time billionaire donors. Joe Torre with the Yankees. He had the New York temperament. He could handle big celebrities, big media, New York guy, had a toughness. I always thought Joe Torre reminded me of the stepdad, the tough stepdad none of us wanted to ever disappoint. There are coaches that get into certain areas and they're perfect fits, and that would not transfer necessarily to other places. I think Dan Hurley could win anywhere. But I think he's really perfect in UConn. He's a serious guy from a serious basketball family. Very, very intense. Maybe off-putting to other people in more laid-back areas. He is UConn. It works. And some of these programs love the attention. You know, Kentucky is status matters. And, you know, five-star recruiting rankings matter. And Midnight Madness matters. And Dickie V matters. And UConn is like the billionaire who made his money in waste management or insurance. That stuff just doesn't matter. And I think Hurley is the classic fit. Six titles, 25 years, no nonsense. East Coast guy, East Coast mentality. And, you know, it's funny. When I lived out west, and I was in Portland, I would do a morning show on radio, but I had done the previous night's 11 o'clock news. So I'd get home at like midnight, sleep 4 hours, do 3 hour radio show by myself. And I can remember people out west saying, man, you're a workaholic. And then when I moved east and had a lot of hours, nobody ever said that. Because out east, you just grind. The weather's lousy in the winter, you grind. And then you have a great time in the summer and take time off. So I was a workaholic out west, and out east, I was just a worker. And like Dan Hurley, oh my God, he's intense. No, he's not. Not in the East Coast. That's how guys operate in the East Coast. They're grinders. East Coast guys are grinders. Big East basketball. I'm a West Coast kid. I grew up with Big East basketball. It was just more physical, more punishing, more relentless. West Coast basketball has often been pretty in offense. The Pac-12's always been about coaching and quarterbacking and the good weather, and you can throw it any time. Midwest football, they're using two tight ends, baby. They're running downhill. They're playing in cold weather. So I think Hurley just fits. And he was asked about the Kentucky job last night.
You said out on the court something about UConn giving you all the resources you need. Can we interpret that to mean you intend to be back at UConn next year? You're not going to entertain any conversations with anybody else that might have a job coming open tomorrow?
Yeah. I don't think that's a concern. You know, my wife, you should have her answer that. She'll answer that question better than I can. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, my wife's from Jersey. He said later, I don't want a divorce. I'm just making money now. I want to keep my marriage intact. East Coast family, East Coast mentality, East Coast program. He's perfect there. And that's okay. At John Calipari, I thought was perfect for Kentucky, and they got tired of him. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
I'll start with the New England Patriots, Colin. Gerard Mayo, the new head coach in New England. There's some pressure taking over for Bill Belichick. He's trying to temper expectations, Mayo is, in year one, and had this to say when a fan referenced the Texans' quick turnaround. Caserio had been building that team for years before they got C.J. Stroud. I'm not asking for patience, but I kind of am. It's a process. It's not only about the quarterback. So it's weird. Should the Patriots take a quarterback high?
Well, that's what a defensive coach says. A Sean McVay would say, you know, the quarterback matters. Matt LaFleur would say the quarterback matters. I think a lot of these defensive coaches, I mean, Pete Carroll's a smart coach. Geno Smith is good enough. Drew Locke is good enough. I don't think Sean McVay would think that. Sean McVay moved off Goff, who'd been to a Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan moved off Jimmy Garoppolo, who'd been to a Super Bowl. Andy Reid moved off Pro Bowler Alex Smith. Offensive coaches are, Green Bay and Matt LaFleur said, we're going to move off Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Defensive coaches, quarterback, win some, lose some. Not good enough.
I've always thought you never want to follow the guy, right? Who followed the quarterback after Tom Brady. You think he's going to be anything special compared to Brady? Like, following Belichick's not great. I'm not optimistic for the Patriots. By the way, they clearly are the worst team in the AFC East, right? Dolphins, Bills, Jets.
I think they're clearly the worst team in the AFC.
Okay, I don't hate that. I would probably agree. You start looking, Colin, at the schedule. I'm not trying to get excited for the Jets. They have really improved the roster. They're pretty stacked everywhere. Okay. Okay. The Buffalo Bills just lost Diggs.
Okay, yeah.
And the Miami Dolphins lost like five defensive starters because they got to pay Tua. Mm. You see where I'm going with this?
You can go anywhere you want with it. I'll just throw up a detour sign. Just circle back and get to third place in the AFC East. New England's the worst team in the AFC. Carolina and the Giants, I think, are in a battle for the worst teams in the NFC.
So should they pick a quarterback if they're just going to be 3-13 and probably picking first overall next year?
I think if Jaden Daniels was available because of his mobility and the Patriots' lack of...
everything?
Well, playmakers, right. He's an interesting fit. He'd run for some yards. But I mean, Drake May is a work in progress. Jaden Daniels isn't. I think Caleb and Jaden Daniels would walk in and play immediately and be effective. I think Drake May is a work in progress. You put a work in progress in New England with that offense, that's a disaster.
You know, we saw that last year with Bryce Young in Carolina.
Disaster.
Well, I'm going to ask you, if Bryce Young flops and they win five games, they're going to be drafting a quarterback high next year again, right?
Yeah.
So why, I don't see why the Patriots would be taking Jaden or Drake or whoever.
Well, I've outside of a team that, I mean, I think there's like three teams. I think Atlanta needs an edge rusher. Tennessee needs a tackle. Chicago needs a quarterback, and so does Washington. Outside of that, I am always, always a strong believer. Trade down.
Yep.
Get multiple picks. There's a reason you're picking in the top seven, usually. You have no players.
Yeah. Next up, let's get the Patriots out of the way early. Bill Belichick, he is not going to be in the league this year. Interesting tweet from your buddy Albert Breer, how there were seven openings this year, and Belichick got none of them, which says a lot. Well, it gets worse. Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule invited Belichick to a coaching clinic. Belichick spent 4.5 hours with the Cornhusker staff, and here's what Matt Rhule had to say about meeting the GOAT.
He is so smart and has seen so much that he can make the complex so simple that it humbles you and embarrasses you. I was embarrassed yesterday listening to him, how smart he is, how simple it was. So you have this man who's a savant, right, who's been a defensive coordinator. He's been a special teams coordinator. He's coached, you know, he could be an offensive coordinator. He's been a head coach twice. He's been a GM person. I mean, he's talking about football in a way that just like, I mean, illuminates things and makes things so simple that you're like, oh my goodness.
I'm not doubting any of that because I have two friends that are close to Bill, or as close as you can be to Bill and not be a football coach, and they say the same thing. But the league has changed. So you can be a genius, but if the culture changes beneath your feet and it doesn't work for you. I mean, you put Matt Patricia, a defensive coordinator, as an offensive coordinator. And by the way, genius people... you know, Elon Musk is a pretty sharp cat. He's ruined his social media platform. It's a mess. It's been devalued by like $20 billion. Advertisers are fleeing. The consumer experience. I'm not pro or anti Elon Musk. X is a mess. I don't even go to it. It's just a mess. So brilliant people can have cultural changes beneath their feet and they don't feel them. They don't act to them. So we've seen great managers in baseball, football, hockey. Like they just, things change. They don't change with them. I'm not denying his brilliance. But offensively, they could not draft and develop skill players since Gronk. So, I mean, that's indisputable. The minute Bill took over personnel, their drafts got bad consistently and fast.
Let me give you two teams for Belichick. Should he come back next year? So, McCarthy gets run off, Cowboys 8-9. Could you see Jerry going after Bill Belichick?
No, because I just think Bill's no nonsense and Jerry's a lot of nonsense.
So, speaking of nonsense, let's say Saleh gets run off. Bill Belichick has to be ticked off what the Krafts have done to him with this Apple TV series. You know, privately, he's seething.
Yeah.
He comes off looking like a buffoon. They made him look terrible. You want revenge? You go in the division to the Jets.
No.
And you get revenge on the Patriots.
No.
And you know what? I'm sorry. The Jets have enough defensive talent on that team that Belichick could instantly keep them contending.
You go in division when Sean McDermott gets run and you take over Josh Allen and the Bills. That's the one. Yeah, Bill, I think Bill would have taken the Chargers job if offered because of Herbert. I think Josh Allen, if McDermott, if they step back this year and they're good, but again, they get bounced early. I think there'll be a move in Buffalo.
I push Saleh because he's more on the hot seat, right, than McDermott. McDermott's at least making the playoffs.
But the different standard. Buffalo's standard is making the playoffs, winning playoff games, and viable AFC championship contender. Jets aren't that. You're crossing your fingers that Aaron Rodgers can make it through a season.
Well,
how can he make it through September?
Outside of him, the Jets might have top five roster in the league.
Yeah, but none of those players are worth half a point. Josh Allen's worth 11.
By the way, Mike Williams is now the Jets' number two receiver. You saw the right and left tackles they got in the offseason. I mean, this team.
Old guys.
You gotta
old
do this
rickety
I'm starting
guys.
To get excited again about the Jets, and you're just like knocking me
down.
That's
because they're not playing. You haven't seen them play yet.
Final story. Big game in the NBA tonight. The Lakers hosting the Warriors. Currently, this is the 9-10 matchup in the playoffs. Lakers need the win to get out of that 9-10 matchup. If the Warriors win, they will hold a tiebreaker over the Lakers. So there's a slim chance they could then host the play-in game against the Lakers. Now, LeBron missed the Sunday night game with flu-like symptoms. I think we both agree he's going to play tonight, right?
Yes. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Anthony Davis got poked in the eye, left early. I'm assuming he's going to play tonight.
Yeah.
This is a big game. It's a big night in the NBA, and this one's as big as it gets.
You know what? I'm going to call. I never do this. I'm going to call my friend Draymond, see if he can get me a ticket.
Your friend Draymond.
He's my friend.
Really good seats.
He is my friend. You said you didn't have good seats.
No, they're good. They're good for me. They're really good seats. But, you know, you're a little bit of a different status. You're like,
I'd like to be able to make eye contact with many of the great stars in the game.
Oh, you want to sit next to Kim Kardashian? Is that what it is?
I don't know. I've never seen her.
I don't know. Listen, I think the Lakers are favored by 1.5 tonight.
It's a really good game. I think you know, you've been here for 2 years. You know I've always been a skeptic on the Lakers. I love this Laker team.
Well,
I think they're a nightmare matchup for everybody except Denver, and I think they match up with Denver.
Since February 1st, they're 21-9, second best record in the league.
Yeah.
And that's not all beating tomato cans.
And that's LeBron taking lots of games off. That's Jared Vanderbilt not in the rotation. Like, this is a really good team.
I mean, your buddy, D'Angelo Russell, coming into form.
Hey, since they benched him.
Austin Reeves, are we going to do the celebration? Come on, ice in my vein. Austin, listen, come on. Get on board the Austin. I might get an Austin Reeves jersey for the postseason run.
Yeah, good luck with that. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero Pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you pay good players in pro sports great money, i.e. Dak, the truly great players, like a Saquon Barkley, looks around and goes, oh, really? Oh, really? Well, that's what Micah Parsons and C.D. Lamb are doing with Dak Prescott. They're not going to be taking any discounts. It's why I always say, I watch the media, and I can never figure this out. They're always like, give the guy the bag. No, don't. My rule in sports is pay big money very infrequently and to only a handful of positions. In football, quarterback, left tackle, edge rusher, wide receiver. That's it. And the Cowboys have really backed themselves into a corner here. So if they don't re-sign Dak in 2025 and he's gone, after this next year gone, they're going to have like a $40 million dead cap hit. So, and that because they kept kicking the can down the road with the cap dollars. So the truth about the Cowboys with Dak is they paid him $162 million. This is the spot they're in. They have two playoff wins. They now have the weakest running back room in the NFL, meaning they're much more reliant on Dak Prescott, and they didn't improve in free agency, and they're up against it with a cap. Like, they're in a bad space. They're out of the Super Bowl bubble. I bought into them last year for about 3 weeks. They went down to Miami, and I'm like, nope, they're not it. That's not it. That's not what a Super Bowl team looks like. So they've really backed themselves into the corner, and it all starts with paying a good player great money. And then everybody looks around and goes, well, you're, I would do that. If somebody's good making this and I'm thinking I'm better than him, I want to make that, I'm not taking any discounts. You pay Dak great money, he's a good player. What do you think C.D. Lamb and Micah Parsons look around and go, we're top five players in the league at our position? They were really backed into a corner in Dallas. So there's a lot of NBA rumors right now about Doc Rivers and Milwaukee. And I have said I don't think Milwaukee is a championship team, but I do think they're fascinating in the playoffs because with Joel Embiid coming back, I think it's very possible, maybe probable, that not only Boston, but Philadelphia would toss Milwaukee around like a crouton in a salad bowl if they met. They beat him quickly. And I think the walls are closing in a little bit on Giannis. So Mike Budenholzer wins a title, and they come back and not quite as good. They fire him. And then they move Drew Holiday, who was respected, very popular, and a very good player. And then they move off
Adrian Griffin, and I looked this morning. They were 30-13. And then they do a Hail Mary with Damon. That's not working. It's a very old roster. They need things. They need youth draft picks. They got to pivot here. Dame was a Hail Mary. So be careful about wanting all that power. And the way it works in the NBA for years is when you get a superstar and it doesn't work, we blame the owner, we blame the GM, we blame his teammates, we blame the coach. But you start looking around on this. If Milwaukee, they're lucky they're an Eastern Conference team. If Milwaukee was in the West, would they? I don't even sure they'd be a play-in team. They're not as good as the Lakers. I don't think they're as good as the Warriors. They're 15-14. That's the number I got this morning. 15-14 against the West. They wouldn't qualify for the play-in game in the West. They're just fortunate they play in the East, which is Boston, interesting Philadelphia, and not very much talent. So I'm not sure what Milwaukee can do to appease Giannis. They're moving through coaches. They got rid of Drew. They bring in Dame. I think he's a scorer. But now they're not playing well. Dame talked about it.
Obviously, I hate how the last 2 weeks or so, however long it's been, has gone. You know, it's uncomfortable. And it's frustrating to lose games that we should win and then have a game like tonight where we start off playing well and then have a bad third quarter and get those guys believing and then they take over the game. But when I look around the locker room, I just feel good about it.
So I'll say again, J-Mac thinks I'm nuts here. The Warriors need another superstar that is on Steph's timeline. Milwaukee needs youth, draft picks, maybe a new coach. I don't think they can appease Giannis. He's moving through coaches. If the Doc thing doesn't work, where do you go? They're old. The time matters a lot for Milwaukee. It's an old roster.
Okay, how's this? Giannis says, sure, I would like to go to Golden State. But the New York Knicks step up with a better trade package.
Oh, I'd go there, too.
Do the Bucks have to do Giannis right and say, we'll send you to Golden State where you want to go, thanks for the title? Or do they say, sorry, pal, you want out. We're taking what's best for us.
I would have no problem with Giannis going to the Knicks because I love Jalen Brunson. After seeing him in person Friday, I'm even more impressed. I think Brunson's the best star in New York since Patrick Ewing, and I think he actually elevates teammates as much as Ewing. So you give me Giannis and Jalen Brunson and a bag of marbles, I think I'm in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, I really do. I think Brunson, you know, it's like Bam and Butler and a good coach. I think Brunson and Giannis is a great four-year run, and you're going to knock a lot of people off.
I thought just 2 years ago we were saying that Giannis's DNA is the international guy. I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to ride with the franchise that drafted me. Well, forget this jumping around, teaming up nonsense.
But that, I will say this. When, like, if you moved overseas and you were really good at what you did, you would come in and feel like a visitor. But then after a while, if you were like the best blank at what you did in Italy, you get a little ego, a little alpha, and you'd say, I'm going to do things kind of the way I used to do them. And this is what I want. Giannis came here, won MVP, won titles, and is like, yeah, I won. And by the way, being criticized, we want another. I mean, Calipari won at Kentucky. He moved on. So I think Giannis is, I would call it being westernized. We have a different pressure here, a bigger, louder media here. He's lucky he's in a small market. And I think he's like saying, okay, if you want me to win two titles, this isn't it. Not only is Boston better and deeper, much deeper, Boston's a matchup issue. I think Boston could sweep Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Not Philadelphia, but Milwaukee.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.